Bill Gates is retiring today from day-to-day management of Microsoft. He's going to be devoting himself to running his Gates Foundation, that is the multi-billion dollar organization that's involved in providing health care and alleviating poverty here and abroad. The foundation also supports this program. We have asked three of our correspondents to find out what people in their neck of the woods think when they hear Bill Gates' name. We start with the world's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.
Bill Gates has rock star status in China. A top university gave him a rare honorary degree. He regularly makes the list of most admired people, ahead of most of China's leaders. Even Chinese President Hu Jintao told Gates, "You're a friend of China, and I'm a friend of Microsoft." 34-year-old IT specialist Liu Jianling is another of Bill Gates' fans. He calls Gates a rare genius and says he admires his philanthropy through the Gates Foundation. Liu says Microsoft's products have helped the world, and Gates is so successful, all Chinese businessmen should learn from him. Many Chinese feel the same, but it wasn't always like this. Microsoft floundered when it first came into China because it insisted on charging prices most Chinese couldn't afford. Piracy flourished, and eventually Microsoft tried a different tack. It opened a research center in Beijing. It started working closely with the government, and it lowered its prices. But they're still not low enough for Jinghua Jun, the marketing manager of an international school.
For China, I think it's very popular to use the fake software, so I'm not very care about software price.
That's still a common view here, with many, if not most, computers still being sold with pirated Windows software. But Microsoft has come around to being patient, and Bill Gates has become a hero and an icon to most people. High school student Lu Mengying says, "I don't really know much about Bill Gates. I just know he's kind of old, he wears glasses, and, oh yeah, he doesn't have that much hair." Well, you can't win them all. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.
I'm Derry Haddon in front of Spain's National Supercomputing Center in Barcelona. Researchers here are big fans of Bill Gates and Microsoft. Microsoft's given them millions of dollars in research grants. Francesc Subirada is associate director.
In the next century, Bill Gates will be one person that will appear in the encyclopedias because he did one very key thing. He transformed the IT world. We cannot understand software without Microsoft and without Bill Gates.
Subirada says Bill Gates has also been a sort of moral compass in the high-tech world, although some might take issue with that description. This year, the European Commission leveled a record fine of $613 million against Microsoft for antitrust activities. Microsoft is appealing. Subirada says it's important to separate Gates the man from his company. He credits Gates for helping the Europeans develop high-tech, including the Mare Nostrum, the supercomputer here at Subirada Center. He says the European IT world is watching closely what direction Microsoft takes without its iconic leader. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
And I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut. Here in Lebanon, feelings for Bill Gates can basically be summed up in three words. You go, boy.
He's a big mountain. What Bill Gates thinks, no one can think like this. No one.
So he doesn't represent like imperialist America or something for you?
No. What he did in computer industry, no one did it before. That's why it's very good.
Do you think about him at all? If you hear his name, what do you think about?
Think about someone who did something well and deserves all the money that he gained.
You know, in America, he's very controversial because, you know, he was charged with being a monopoly, of trying to keep little businesses down. There are businesses who are trying to compete with him.
Well, then, good luck for them. Why didn't they?
And now that he's moved from creating software for the world to working for the welfare of the world,
he's balancing his life.
For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.